This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm going to say something now that hasn't been said in 20 years. An American-made car has been named Sedan of the Year by Consumer Reports. It's the Chevy Impala, to be precise. It got 95 points out of a possible 100, and the magazine said outscored cars costing $20,000 more. That's good for GM and good for the whole domestic car industry, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
If someone had told Mike Wall a few years ago that Consumer Reports would rank the Chevy Impala as the top sedan,
I would not have believed them, I don't think.
Wall is an auto analyst with IHS Automotive, and his disbelief comes from the fact that the Impala is nice and all, but you're more likely to find one on a rental car lot or in a company fleet than in an actual human's garage.
The new Impala is 180 degrees different than the old Impala.
He says it may attract people who might otherwise buy a Lexus or a Jaguar, and it's 5 to 10 grand cheaper.
The design of the vehicle is much fresher. Gone is the hard plastic. You're talking much more of a soft touch feel, leather feel.
The new car is about reaching a new market. Fleets and rental car companies buy in bulk and get discounts. But if you can sell to individuals...
That's where the real margins lie, pushing that retail button as much as possible.
Pulling ahead of Lexus and Audi is more than just a win for Chevrolet, says Carl Brower. He's an analyst with Kelley Blue Book.
The domestics have really come back from where they were, which was kind of on the brink, to be honest.
He says American carmakers' near-death experience 4 years ago pushed them to innovate. GM, especially, has introduced more new models than any other brand.
And what we're seeing now is really the fruit of the last 2-3 years of labor that they've put into rebuilding their product lineups.
The Impala gets just 22 miles to the gallon, but its new owners can now get plenty of mileage out of their new bragging rights. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.